Today, a view from Canadian-based economist Carlos Fort.
I am calling on the Motley administration to embrace BAMP's recommendations for improving the public health protocols, including the travel and quarantine protocols. It may also be necessary to implement a moratorium on travelers staying for less than 6 weeks, while extending the current curfew restrictions on mobility for another month until the end of February. One of my disappointments is that the government of Barbados has not been adequately learning the lessons from the United States, Canada, and the United Kingdom. The good and the bad, the evolution of the virus in source markets, public health successes and failures. Throughout this pandemic, Barbados has had a head start. It has not taken enough advantage of the leading indicators emanating from metropolitan capitals. The Motley administration has sought to rationalize its gambling by touting economic imperatives, particularly as it relates to attracting tourists. That, fellow Barbadians, is a false choice. Short-term tourism during a pandemic is a high-risk, high-stakes endeavor. It's a fool's errand. It is a strategy that puts the health of the nation at risk, a choice that puts the broader economy at risk, one that raises the prospect of longer or more frequent national shutdowns. We know the damage that the pandemic has wrought on economies, lives, and livelihoods. We must be patient. We must be disciplined. And we must focus on those areas of economic activity that can function with minimal international travel and in-person contact. To the extent that a domestic bubble, free of local or community spread, can be created, economic activity will take flight. In the interim, the government should lead the effort to mitigate the worst impacts of the COVID recession. And just as we need good data to track and manage the pandemic, we also need timely data to manage commerce, the economy, and effective mitigation strategies. Once again, I would like to take this opportunity to publicly call on the government to publish the official unemployment rate. Again, I would also like to call on the government to extend unemployment benefits to 12 months, provide a monthly stipend to those who do not qualify for unemployment benefits, but would have lost more than 75% of pre-pandemic income, significantly increase capital spending on roads, the water distribution network, sewage and waste management systems, and any other public infrastructure that will be needed in the coming years. Implement a legal framework for material reductions in residential and commercial rents and utilities. Legislate a moratorium on evictions where tenants can demonstrate an inability to pay due to material adverse effects resulting from the recession. Coordinate and provide legal support to payment deferrals on financial obligations with interest forgivenness until September 2021, including mortgages and other long-term loans, and provide material discounts to the public for land taxes, fuel taxes, and tariff reductions on select imported goods, especially food and essential goods. It is time for some leadership on the economy. We now know that the best program is the bus. It was destined to be. It was an ill-conceived, disguised hotel bailout with no real clarity of purpose. It would be substantive if the Motley administration would demonstrate the same determination to easing the financial burden on Barbadians and mitigating the economic and social fallout as it has repeatedly strived to do for hotels and most recently tourists. The notion that taxpayers should be called upon to compensate tourists who have been in quarantine for longer than expected periods due to delays in test results does not stand up to scrutiny. The whole world is gripped in a pandemic. There have been testing delays and less than desirable access to COVID tests in the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, and Europe. Indeed, the source markets of our tourists are the epicenters of the pandemic. They are well aware of its challenges and the risks associated with travel. I should hasten to add that discretionary travel is discouraged as a matter of public policy in Canada, the United Kingdom, and the United States. The narrative of potential damage to the Barbados brand due to longer than expected quarantine is a red herring, one that insults the intelligence of Barbadians. Perhaps the only place where the Barbados brand would be damaged in those circumstances is in the imagination of the heads of a few reactive persons that are perhaps all too accustomed to finding new ways of spending good money on bad ideas. Or perhaps spending other people's money, the people's money.
That's Canadian-based economist Carlos Fort on Sagicord's Early Business.